at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Monday, August 17th, coming to you from the new Max Strength Fitness facility at the corner of Autumn and Canis in West Little Rock, right around the corner from Embassy Suites. Roger, what's the Mexican restaurant down there in that corner? IHOP right there.
It used to be on the border.
Yeah, that's right. But I think they closed that down.
I think you're right.
So we're right there. If you turn on Autumn off of Chenal Parkway, you'll see it's in a shopping center or a retail center right next to Cry Like Realtors. You can go online and find them at maxstrengthfitness.com. We'll visit with Jeff and Brian and Susan here shortly. Got some guests stopping by for a few minutes from Our Blood Institute. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll get graffiti this week, I promise. We will not let you down. It's National Thrift Shop Day today. It's National I Love My Feet Day and National Nonprofit Day. Roger, do you ever get your feet? Do you ever do?
I did. I went with Samantha several times. Pedicure?
Yeah.
I did go with her several times. Because she goes, she used to
like it
more often. It was okay, but I even had them paint them.
You put them in the gushy orange stuff?
Do
you
push them in all that stuff? Yeah, it feels good. Your feet feel real good and all that. But you know what? But I go to Ava Bella. And
they don't do that there, though, right?
Huh?
They don't do that.
Oh, they massage your feet.
No, they massage. They don't do the very end
when Ava Bella puts that hot towel on your feet and they start rubbing it with your thumb.
They don't do official pedicure.
They used to. Remember?
I thought they did.
No, they don't do that anymore. But Samantha does it. I love Samantha's feet. She's got great feet, and she's got soft heels.
Christian, do you get pedicures at all?
I've never gotten one. No.
What? You've never gotten one.
Never gotten one.
That's somewhat surprising. Maybe we need to get that
Morning
as a
Mayhem
gift.
Boys trip.
What's the Mexican restaurant down on the corner? IHOP.
I'd already moved on. I was waiting for an answer. You didn't give it to me, so I went on to IHOP.
I tried to give it to you. I didn't think.
Also, we mentioned in if you didn't hear that, really tragic. Kate says Justin Moore loves pennies. I know he does.
Yeah.
Actress Hayden Panettiere. Did I get it right there, Christian?
Panettiere.
Dead at age 36. Really tragic deal. Don't know the details, but it sounds like it's not something that was, what do you call it, natural.
Nobody dies from natural causes at 36.
She was in
something
Heroes,
contributed to it.
Nashville, and she was also in Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
And really,
that's sad.
She said she got an 11-year-old?
11-year-old child with the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, he was like 6'9" or 8" or something. She was just a little
Who knew?
Then also, too, the legendary Major League pitcher Tommy John died yesterday. Won 288 games, 26-year career. But he's most famous for the Tommy John surgery, which we mentioned. Justin and Kate's oldest daughter had the Tommy John surgery, which you mostly hear it with guys. It just goes to show you it can happen to anybody. I don't know.
She a pitcher?
Matter of fact, we should.
Does it have to do with pitching?
I don't know. Well, when Jeff comes back on here, we'll ask him. Tommy John surgery.
I mean, it's on your arm.
It's elbow.
Yeah. So is she a pitcher?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how she did it. I don't know. I didn't know
she was a pitcher.
I don't think she was. I think you could do it just by throwing it.
You can ruin your Tommy John.
What's weird about that, normally Tommy John surgeries are done for people that are, you would think, have been doing it for many, many years. That's why when I heard that Ella was getting out of it, I thought that was almost like an overuse injury kind of deal. So.
Well, I wonder. You got Tommy John. You had Lou Gehrig's.
Oh, that's true.
What other kind of ailments that are named after people?
Gehrig's disease.
And what would it be if we had, like with me, Haglund's.
Haglund's
deformity.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much for bringing it.
Yeah,
so is there anything else named after anybody?
Isn't Parkinson's named after, like, James Parkinson?
Is he an athlete?
I don't know if he's
I don't think so.
I think everything's named after somebody. Turf toe. Is that Steve Turf?
What injury do you suffer? Broken collarbone?
What would you be?
Collar, listen.
But, yeah, traps. Yeah, basal trap surgery.
Here, have a seat there. There we go.
Have a seat there, young lady. But I don't know of any other sports.
There's not that many.
I don't think there is. And then, of course, this, it wasn't a sports injury for Lou Gehrig's, but it was just named after him. Maybe we should do a list, the top 10 list. Maybe we'll come up with one tomorrow, top 10 list.
I want to make sure I've got this right. Is this Juanita Graham?
Yes.
Let me see if we get this. Say something, Juanita.
Hello.
Put that right up there. That's an interesting, W-O-N-E-D-A.
Yes.
That is a unique spelling. Does anybody get that right?
Never.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, out of 100 times, 99% they don't get it right. You're with our Blood Institute.
Yes, sir.
And so that, for those that don't know, and pull that mic real close to you there. For those that don't know, that used to be the Arkansas Blood Institute.
Yes.
And you guys are down at, you're right there at the corner of Shackelford and Markham.
Yes.
Yes, Shackelford and Markham. And you guys got a big promotion going on. What's happening?
We do. And this is actually for our mobile drives only. So this is not happening at the center.
Okay.
We have select drives where you're able to come donate. You're automatically entered into a drawing for a chance for a getaway your way. So essentially, if you go and donate at one of our select drives, you'll be entered to win a vacation valued at $2,000.
Okay.
And you can pick wherever you want to go with that.
Okay.
If you want to go up to Fayetteville, see a game, if you want to go camping and use that money at an Airbnb, you can use it however you want, and you also can win a travel bundle, which has a backpack cooler, a North Face duffel bag, some cups, just some goodies to bring along for your trip.
And this is basically what you have to do. You have to go by and give blood, right?
That's it. Yes.
Any location?
We have specific locations.
Okay.
So if you go to obi.org/events, it's the Getaway Your Way promo. There's places in Beebe, there's places in Searcy, Pine Bluff. We have them all over the place, but it is only for these select drives. So if you go to obi.org/events, you'll be able to find those locations.
Here. Roger, you were the best at giving blood.
I was.
You used to do that on regular
basis. And then I couldn't do it because for whatever the issue was, it was high blood pressure, my iron wasn't there and all that, and that's when I found out that I was spending I had too much creatine. My creatine, it was the coffee. I'm already amped up anyway as it is. But yeah, so once I did all that, and that got me on high blood pressure medicine because I was working out and I was taking protein drinks, and then on top of that, I was adding even more creatine in, which made my PSA, that's a public service announcement. That's when Dr. Jones thought I had prostate cancer, so I had to get off of that. So, but now I can do it, and I can give blood, and I think I have a special blood.
Well, are you guys, how's the blood supply?
It's always low.
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah. Especially coming off of the summer is always a difficult time for blood collection.
Mm-hmm.
People are on vacation, traveling,
yeah.
Schools are out, things like that. So we have been keeping our head above water all summer, but we are trying to keep that supply stable as we start to see schools come back in and things like that, which will really help amp up the blood supply. But in the meantime, this is why we're doing this special promotion.
Sure,
can encourage people to come out. We still need you to come out and do it. Even though it's so hot outside, we still need you to come out and do
it. Sure. We're visiting with Juanita Graham. She's a recruitment director, rather, for our Blood Institute. Again, formerly known as Arkansas Blood Institute. Very popular location down there at the corner of Markham and Shackelford.
Yeah.
And so how long does the promotion run?
Until the 22nd. So it's currently going on right now.
So you got 5 more days. Mm-hmm. And so all you have to do to qualify is just give blood one time.
Yes.
What do you guys? What is the recommendation for you know, how much blood you should give? What is sort of the standard? What you would suggest?
Mm-hmm. So we take a standard of 1 pint of blood. If you do a different type of donation, you may hear like a double donation or something like that. It's still equivalent to a pint, but it just may be how we separate the blood products. So that's
every 52 days, right? Is your 56 days? What is it?
56.
Every 56 days, you can donate.
So basically, once every 2 months. So 6 times per year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what you were doing, Roger?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't they say,
don't you remember, we started in high school. You had to be a certain age or weight, and they gave, listen, you sucked me in when I was in high school by giving me a free Wendy's burger. That worked, and from that point on, you know, that, you know, that's well, what he, and you guys are always doing a promotion to try to encourage.
Well, don't they say, is it the word that is healthy to do that? To
it
give
is.
Blood. Is that right? Or is that just a lie?
I didn't know
no,
that.
No, it actually is.
Why?
It's actually proven that it lowers your blood pressure. If you donate every 56 days, if you donate regularly, you will see a decrease in your blood pressure, different things like that. We do tests on all of our blood. So if there's something that we recognize whenever we're doing all of the tests to make sure it's healthy for our patients, we'll give you a call and let
sure.
you know, hey, you need to go to get this checked out.
So you said the 22nd, right?
22nd. Yes,
so if you give on the 22nd, you're eligible for this giveaway.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's at one of those drives. That's the key point. So you have to find a drive that is included in this Get Away Your Way promotion.
And what's your website again?
OBI.org/events.
Gotcha. That's interesting that you changed the name after all those years. Yeah. If you go to the cameras, you can see Juanita, you have some really amazing artwork.
Ink. They call it ink in the biz.
I mean, I think I see a continent on your shoulder.
You do.
There's
a
continent on her shoulder.
How about that? Isn't
wow.
that a country song?
Wow. Yeah, it's a continent
on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's fascinating. You're very creative.
Yeah,
very
lots of them.
Wow. Yeah, my gosh. I feel like I'm way behind. I don't have one. Sorry we did not get the information for you to come here.
No,
yeah. So why don't you also call us? Why don't you call us the last day or the day before, and we'll plug it one more time.
For sure.
About that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing good work. We appreciate you stopping by. Again, it's Our Blood Institute. It's the Get Away Your Way promotion. $2,000 trip anywhere you want to go. It's with $2,000 worth.
Yes.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll visit with all the fine folks here at Max Street Fitness. First day. This is the first day.
Yep.
Of their new business. Always cool, Roger, to see a business begin their first day in operation. And you're not far. You guys are basically neighbors here. You're really not too far from here. What, probably a minute? 2 minutes?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Juanita, nice to meet you. Yeah, keep up the good work, and maybe we'll talk to you again before you guys have your big giveaway. All right, we'll take a break. 9:18 here on this Monday, August 17th. What is the temperature already? What do we need to look
I'm
at here?
I'm going to say it is.
What do you think it is?
90.
It is, wow. It is only 9:15 and it is 88 degrees already.
Yeah.
The high today, let's see, what is the expected high? Is it, let's see, is it supposed to be
105? 105.
I'm not sure, but it's going to be hot. All right, don't go away. 9:20.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball over the weekend, the White Sox swept the Tigers. Hagen Smith appeared in yesterday's game, getting the win as he went 1 2/3, getting a strikeout. In his 3 appearances in relief, he has 2 wins, 0 earned runs, and 7 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings. The White Sox are 5.5 games up in the AL Central now. On the other side of town, the Cubs dropped 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals. In Saturday's game, Cardinals rookie Joshua Baez made his debut and hit home runs in each of his first 3 at-bats. He finished 3-for-4 with 5 RBIs. He's the first player to hit 3 home runs in his first 3 at-bats in the majors in MLB history. And in a battle between the top 2 teams in the National League, Milwaukee took 3 out of 4 against the Dodgers this weekend. The Brewers now have a 3-game lead in the National League. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot weather for today, 104 high temperature in Little Rock with a heat index around 110. Still in extreme heat warning this afternoon. Also, late today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That's a 20% chance of rain this afternoon and going into this evening. Overnight, a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
60-40. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're shopping at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, it means 40% off everything in the store. For every $100, you only spend 60. You work hard for your money. Now make your money go farther with Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 40% off across the store. Upstairs, downstairs. Recliners, sofas, sectionals, tables, floor coverings, and accessories. 40% off at Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 1000 South Shackleford Road. Long live the lazy.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
There's too many explosive plays, and I always say this on defense. We want to take the football away and not allow the explosive plays. I can live with if you guys come and say, well, Ryan, you guys won the game 12-9, but the defense gave up 500 yards. Cool. Great. Let them go up 600. If we can, all I care about is points allowed. Today, there's too many explosive plays. And part of that is we've got to be better with that. We can't allow the explosive plays because we don't want to get into those no matter what you look at it. We don't want to get in shootouts or any of those things. We got to play complimentary football.
All right, 9:23 on this Monday, August 17th. That is Ryan Silverfield talking about the defense giving up some big chunk plays yesterday. Never a good thing. We remember, Roger, we were talking about this last year. We're like, you know, which is better? Because we were hearing that Michael Washington was tearing him up last year. How good is Michael Washington, or do we should be more concerned about the defense?
Bingo.
Is that what we should have been?
Yeah. Both.
When I saw that.
Or both.
About that 96-yard catch, that's the first thing that I thought about. What does that say?
We are here at Max Street Fitness. It's been a lot of fun to be here today. It's a grand opening here, a very unique concept that's spreading around the nation. The owners, Brian and Susan Perry are here, and those of you in Central Arkansas may know them. Brian's a DeWitt guy. What is the DeWitt
mascot? The Dragons, baby.
The Dragons, yeah. Both Brian and Susan were in the title business for a long, for many, many years, and now they're in the fitness business. And the owner and founder of the franchise, Jeff Tomaszewski. Again, I'll just do my best, Jeff.
Perfect.
Is that Tomaszewski?
Yeah, twice.
Tomaszewski is here with us, and you made a great point too. Speaking of football. Taylor Green, is a Cleveland Brown right now, and that's where you're from, and that's where you are, your home base.
What I'd rather just name him starting quarterback, and let's just go.
How about that? What have you heard about Taylor's?
His athleticism, his accuracy, his speed, his strength. I mean, such raw talents. I mean, give him maybe a couple of years, just like any quarterback deserves in the system, and you never know.
Well, you guys have had quarterback.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, I've been waiting 25 years.
It's been crazy. It's been crazy. Between
what's the last one? Brian Sight.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, between coaches and quarterbacks. Yeah,
Very good.
Between coaches and quarterbacks, you guys have.
Jeez.
We're the most loyal people ever.
Yeah, because I mentioned Deshaun Watson apparently had a nice little, you know, again, preseason, a couple of drives, and then Shadur Sanders is there. And but, yeah, and, of course, we mentioned Tom Monken, a Brewers Award finalist, is there as well. So, yeah, and somebody, too, speaking of weather, and you were talking about you being from Cleveland, somebody made a point. This is from Tim. We were visiting grandkids in Little Rock last week. Glad to get back home. Low this morning, 60, high today, 82 in northwest New Jersey. Yeah, that's the, you know, yeah.
It's 75 back at home.
Yeah. Somebody also said, too, don't be surprised if you've got traffic issues in Saline County today.
Oh, Bucky's.
Bucky's is opening.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go over there the other day?
No, I just left Hawkey a message, as a matter of fact. I was going to be his plus one today. But I have other things that I have to take care of, i.e. Ava Bella, maybe seeing Joe and that sort of thing. But, yeah, they're open. I hope it didn't cause me any issues. Somebody told me, Roger, if you're gonna ever be going by there, you're going to have to give yourself a head start. Well, I only go down that way once a week right now.
Yeah.
Twice a
month. It's like a city. It's like a, I mean, I think if you want to deal with that, that's fine. You mean, but it is a giant. I mean, they have 172 pumps. Are you kidding me? 172 gas pumps.
It's all cars. But yeah. I mean, I cannot
it's a
believe
city of cars. Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, whenever we go and there's a, you know, we will try to stop at that place. You know, whenever we go to Royce, Texas, or wherever it may be. But just Arkansas. I mean, obviously. Just like we know with our with family markets, by the way, it's a big Monday. But just they know where to put one in the neighborhood because they're aware of what's going
they
on.
Do all the numbers.
So what is it about that corridor, that right there, that Bucky said we need to put? Because all the people travel.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Not even in Little Rock, not closer to 40.
I think part of it, too, they look at the topography and the landscape and where the exit
topography.
Would be. Yeah, I know that's a great word
Big
to
fan.
Drop out there.
That
makes
way you
feel
so
very
So you
important.
Think right there. I mean, right there.
I guess. I don't know. That's a good question.
5,000 cars a day.
Well, yeah.
How much?
5,000 a day.
Yeah, that's interesting, too.
Any
particular reason, Brian, you chose this location here in West Little Rock?
Just demographics.
Just
numbers.
Canis is a – we were talking about how big Canis is. You got Arkansas Urology right down the street. You got Embassy Suites,
the Heart Hospital,
Presbyterian
Village. Yeah. We've got all the upper end retirement communities here.
Our good friend Joe Klein will invite you to Corky's. Jeff, you don't know, Joe was an All-American for the Razorbacks, gold medalist winner with the Olympic team, NBA world champion with Michael Jordan at Chicago. And anyway, but yeah, you've got a lot of great friendly, and we just mentioned our Blood Institute. You got a lot of great friendly neighbors over here.
Yeah, go eat a brisket sandwich at Corky's, come over here and work out.
That's it.
Great.
You know, if you've missed the earlier part of the show, this is unlike any other fitness concept I've ever heard of when you go no sweat, no mirrors, no music. Only two workouts per week, 20 minutes per workout, and that actually gets you results.
Yeah, it's all about efficiency. So one set to fatigue, total body workout, 6 to 8 exercises, always one-on-one with your trainer, no mirrors, no music, like you said, clinically controlled, in, out, back your busy day.
20 minutes, I mean, again, now I had on boots and jeans and all that. My body is not, to do it the proper way and all that, 20 minutes is plenty.
So let me ask you this. So let's just say somebody's listening. Most of this is geared for people that are 50-plus, wanting to grow muscle, retain muscle, whatever. So how much do you think the client should try to, from a strength standpoint, when you're measuring, how much strength do you want to see increased over the course of your program?
I mean, we're going to see profound increases. I mean, I'm talking double, triple your strength in 3-6 months. That's typical, not atypical. And then our goal is once you gain all that strength, it's to hold on to it as long as you can. Like, I'm 51 years old, and I want to be the same strength, say, vitality as I am 30 years from now, 40 years from now, right? And if I can hold on to that strength I have currently, then I'll be independent as I age.
So, for example, let's just give a figure people can understand. Let's say I'm doing a leg press, and I start off with 100 pounds. So
he came in today, did 160. I guarantee he could be up to 280, 300 within time.
And the goal
is not to lift as much weight as many reps as possible. That's not the goal. The goal is just to gain strength.
That just comes down. that's part of it.
And strength and muscle are two different things.
Yeah, for sure. But as you add muscle, you will add strength and vice versa, because we lose muscle mass and strength significantly. You know, 3 to 5% from 30 to 60. After 60, it doubles. And after 70, that falls off a cliff. If you don't
Speaking of, you guys have great teamwork here, I can tell. What's this real quick? Speaking of strength, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
That's what we do here.
That's exactly right.
We're not mentioning our strength and honor. We've mentioned strength a 100 times.
We have.
I also too, I think it's fascinating the whole. You guys make a point to go, you're not going to sweat here. Like, people are like, what? No, we don't. Your goal is not really to sweat. You have a different concept about it. 67 degrees.
Yeah, 67 degrees. It keeps the body efficient, right? So if your car overheats, it doesn't run as well. It's a mechanical process. When you exercise, you produce internal heat. We want to dissipate that heat with the temperature. We have fans throughout the studio to dissipate that heat. Like, for example, I said, if you're going to go, like, run a 5K today, it's horrible out there, right, heat-wise. I'd rather run on a 60-degree day, right? You'll be more efficient at it. We do it from the physiological perspective to keep you efficient. The bonus, you can come in, train. You can wear a shirt and boots and whatever you want to do in, out, back your busy day. You don't have to wear gym attire.
And you don't get sweaty where you can go back and
You take all the fluff out of exercise and just get right to exercise.
The I'd rather wear tennis shoes than
not wear. For sure.
And yoga pants.
But it works.
And yoga. Love the yoga.
The name of the website is at maxstrengthfitness.com. If you want to check it out. And I love it. Again, one of your sayings is, when doctors prescribe you pills, we prescribe you exercise. Now, of all the locations that you, the franchises you put out, what about in the South? So we're in the SEC country, you know that. You're a Michigan man. So how many states, there are SEC states, are you in?
Oh, that's good. I mean, we're in Florida. We're in Georgia, hot Atlanta. We've got a bunch of studios that'll be opening up in Atlanta. We'll be in the Carolinas. I'm not familiar who all is in the SEC. They keep changing all these conferences. I can't keep track. I apologize. But so we're all over Texas. And
let me just tell you this, Jeff, that there's only one state that you will need to know a particular cheer if you're going to have a great business.
We've already talked. Yeah, I made him do that.
Georgia, they go.
I'm still practicing.
Georgia, they go. You know, that's what
we do. We do that at the Browns too. So I'm good with that.
Oh, that's true. That is true. That's true. You can apply that to the Browns. Is there anybody?
Cowbell in Mississippi State.
Yeah. Does anybody else? Does anybody else yell out anything like we do in the SEC? Dog. They bark like
we are.
Well, that's about SEC.
Oh, I'm sorry.
SEC. Okay. Christian, is there anything? Oh, they do this. They do this. Gator chop. But I don't think that's a verbal deal.
It's not.
So anyway, so the point of it is, as you know, now we support all the schools here.
Sure.
Yeah, but the rate, that's where I used to play back in the day. And I think that's part of it. When you come in here, you have to approve every one of your franchisees. So.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if Brian said, you know.
The day we bought, I made him do the hog crawl.
Yeah. I'm no good at it, but it is fantastic. Yeah. So I love a good cheer.
It is unique. Now, listen, we've been in
War Eagle.
Oh, that's a pretty good kind. I think they go, ooh, and then the bird flies around. The eagle flies around.
I think
The bird. Yeah, the bird flies around. And
flies around.
But nobody really has one as good as what we have. Now, we've been a little, we've struggled bus.
A&M has the yell eater thing.
Who does? Oh my gosh! A&M does have to yell you. What do they yell? Do they yell something
in particular?
Chicken ranch.
No. What do they yell? It is weird. It is a weird deal.
they're pretty good at it.
You do have to admit. Now, listen. You're a Michigan man, and the Michigan Ohio State is one of the greatest rivalries of all time.
It is.
And now, the last 3 years, the Big Ten can actually say, hey, we've won the last three national championships, but we're crazy about football down here in the South.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it because we don't have the pro teams that you have up there? But
has to be some of that, yeah.
Yeah, but you've seen the SEC. It just means more.
It does.
It just means more.
It does. It does. And I don't know. I mean, listen, you guys up there, you're an Ohio guy, but you're Michigan. Michigan, are you listening to this?
I grew up in Toledo, right on the border of Ohio State and Michigan. It was 45 minutes up to Ann Arbor, and my best friend in middle school had season tickets to the Big House. So I've been a Michigan guy. Trust me, I get enough stuff from my friends.
There's no doubt. You have to be, because you're not a Lions fan.
Think about this. The one time, I believe it's once, the one time that Arkansas played Michigan, it was against a guy named Tom Brady. Oh. It was in the Citrus Bowl. Yeah. We didn't know what Tom Brady was going to turn
he
out to be.
He came off the bench, didn't he?
I think you may be right, Roger. And he ends up winning the game for him. We had a chance to win that game, but... yeah, that's of course, that's a great story. And another one is that I mentioned I decreed the Brules Award, which goes to the Assistant Coach of the Year. So our first selection committee, you think about this, I asked Coach Brules, I said, well, who do you want? Let's go after the best guys out there that are retired. Who do you want? Bo, Daryl Royal, you know, but, the who else was there? Vince Dooley. But anyway, I just remember Bo. Bo was so, his personality was so big, Schembechler was. You'd have thought that he had won five national championships. He never won one.
Yeah.
He never won one.
Right.
Yeah, but because his personality was so big, he did beat Ohio State. I don't know what the record is at the time, but that was one of my favorite things. And he went on to say that was he really enjoyed being a being part of the Brules Award. But, boy, you guys had a little rough day with it. Sherrone Moore, he was one of our finalists. He almost won our award.
You got
a good hire, though. The guy from Utah is sharp.
Fantastic. Yeah. We're excited about that.
I think all things considered, you guys actually turned out pretty darn good.
Yeah, we're lucky there.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. If you got a question for the guys, you can do that. We'll take a break. Christian, come back and get about 30 more minutes here. It's going to be a hot one today. We've already told you that to do all the things proper to make sure you're taken care of. You know, Roger, I imagine all the cheerleaders, all the bands, they're out there practicing early morning before. I tell you what's going to be tough. Which is the hottest part of the day? Is it 5 o'clock?
10 to 4.
Is it 3 o'clock? You know what? There's no heat in this room.
Well, that's what they were doing up in Fayetteville. Weren't they doing practice at 3?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Smack dab in the middle up there, man. Right. Yeah. But in here, it's 67 degrees.
Yeah, it is.
They're not going to let. Matter of fact, they got a lock on the thermostat, almost like the Buzz. You know, we get in trouble. We get fined.
Well, you know what? Because Brian opened the door to make it cool, because in here, designed that way to be cool in there, it was stuffy in here this morning.
If you've been thinking about making sure that as you're getting older that you need to have the help that you need, and you need to get stronger, this is a place. This is a new concept, and you need to check it out. You can go to maxstrengthfitness.com, or you can stop by and take a peek in here, I'm sure, and see what it is. It's not intimidating.
Nope. Consultation is free.
Yeah, you're not hearing any jam, rock and roll, whatever going on.
No.
You don't have anybody.
No grunting going on.
Influencing. You know, posing and, tight outfits.
Nobody's coming in here putting on makeup.
Yeah, exactly. All right, don't go away. 937. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night. Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Lost in the legal jungle? Relax. You have a lion on your side. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue. Lion Legal. We bite back.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Track Sportsman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance.
That's great. But a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself. And Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
40's the new 20, y'all, because guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are walking around with testosterone levels of their 20s, man. If you want that energy, drive, and libido of your younger self, it's on you. Go to Low T Center like thousands of men in Arkansas already have. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free T-test today.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour. Or more, a 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at PowersTruckParts.com. PowersTruckParts.com. Join 103.7 The Buzz this Friday as Morning Mayhem and The Zone will be on location broadcasting from the Little Rock Athletic Club. It's time for the 2026 Pickleball Best of the Best State Championship. More information at LRAC.com. Ready for a getaway? Donate blood with Our Blood Institute on Tuesday, August 18th at their mobile blood drives in Newport, Arkadelphia, or Malvern. Every donor will be entered for a chance to win an Arkansas getaway valued at $2,000. Plus a $500 prize pack. You'll also receive a limited edition t-shirt and a theme park ticket of your choice. Save lives and you could be on your way to your next adventure. Find the drive that's convenient for you at obi.org/events.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right. You understand what I'm talking about?
It's all right. It's all right.
No, I mean, the kids over here, I was hugging and kissing over here, and 2 minutes later, he's acting like a f***ing jerk.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't insult him.
You insulted him a little bit.
I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink.
Okay.
Come on, let's have some drinks, all right? Drinks on the house. Come on, let me... Yeah, I have to drink with me.
No.
Back him up.
Billy.
No.
Drinks
on
my house.
On the house. God.
That was from Goodfellas. Mm. And I think of that scene. And
Billy Batts.
He calls him a box. He's going to do
shine box. Your shine box.
He takes care of him.
Mother.
Oh, my gosh. And then I also think of De Niro in Casino when he's having to deal with his crazy wife. What's her name? Sharon Stone?
Sharon Stone.
What a nightmare he's dealing with. The tension between him and Pesci. Yep. And see y'all. Take care.
Bye, ladies.
Sabrina and Leslie hanging out with us this morning. Hey, thanks again for having us out here, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate that. We've had a good time and wish you the best of luck. It's a very intriguing concept. And it's working.
Yeah.
Jeff, if you've got 70 locations and goals of having another 100 or so soon.
Yeah, I mean, been doing this for 22 years in Cleveland, so it's tried and proven for multiple decades, and now we're taking the show on the road with Brian and Susan, great partnerships across the country, and yeah, we're just trying to help impact the quality of people's lives in 20 minutes twice a week.
I think it works.
Yeah, the key is getting results for people,
yep.
And that will be the true test, and so anybody we need to know, Brian, here locally that we need to give a shout out to, or that you're in trouble with, that you need to?
Well, no, probably don't.
Are your parents still alive and
my
around?
My parents are still alive. Like I said, I worked my father out in here last week.
Are they listening?
Years old.
Are they listening?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's their names?
Lloyd and Debbie.
They're not listening to this crap.
They're not listening.
So do you? So are they I forget. Is it for the Methodist faith? If those who missed it, both of his parents are Methodist ministers. You don't call them preachers. You call them ministers.
No,
right?
You call them preachers.
You call them preachers.
A lot of things. Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was just sort of a Baptist, Pentecostal.
All of them's preachers. They're all preachers.
Just like
Our Lady Governor's daddy was a preacher.
You know, we do have to ask you, it's tough enough to be the son or daughter of one minister. You two. So right. A lot of people say you become wild because you want to sort of...
Rebellious.
Yeah, yeah. And you went through that stage?
Absolutely. Still going through the stage. I'm
61
years old.
In DeWitt, you went through that?
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah. And everybody knew you in DeWitt.
Absolutely.
How far is DeWitt from here?
Oh, about 100 miles.
Who is the most famous person from DeWitt that we know?
Harold Horton.
Harold Horton. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
And his son, Tim. Great people. And matter of fact, isn't there a sign? It says home of
Harold Horton.
Harold Horton. As you turn the corner, as you get on the curve there.
Is that where the, that's not where that Christmas show store is it?
No, that's Des Arc.
Do you know Arkansas at all,
no,
Jeff?
No.
Okay, all right. And so you, you can go down the seat and see Bucky's open up into the day.
Yeah.
You go get you some Corky's.
Big deal.
Get some Corky's over here.
Sounds like dinner's at Corky's there.
Well, and several people on there have been to Bucky's today, so there's no issue. They're taking pictures and everything. There's nothing going on over there. It's wide open.
That's the way it is. Well, we appreciate you guys having us, and I wish you the best of luck. And so, like I said, it's always great to be in a business where you're helping out people. And there's a lot of folks as you get older. I think, nowadays people have a better chance of living longer because we know what we know more about the body than we used to. And you certainly come from a point of knowledge. I mean, you've been through about everything. I mean, what a unique set of credentials you have.
I appreciate that. Yeah, physical therapy, sports medicine, athletic training, been there, done that all. And just I knew there had to be a better way. So what a better way to help people as they age to become strong and independent, live on life on their own terms.
Somebody had mentioned,
already feels better.
Somebody had mentioned I see Roger's confidence growing. Somebody, because we brought up Arthur Jones, who was the founder of Nautilus. Somebody brought up, somebody said, because we were talking about, he was one of the, when it comes to equipment, he was the founding father.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to fitness, did you see somebody mentioned? Yeah, let's see if they. He's sort of young.
Just give him his clothes.
Okay, let's
give him the attire.
So what if we said, if Arthur Jones is the founding father when it comes to equipment, who is the founding father of fitness in America?
Jane Fonda.
Well, Jane Fonda with female, you can certainly say that, but it's a male. That's not the one.
Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne is it. There you go.
I'm young, but I know my.
Listen, remember the organ?
We sure did.
Yeah, the organ playing in the background, and he had a one-piece jumpsuit.
It was a one-piece jumpsuit long before the yoga suit came out for the chicks. I think he was like 100.
I think he was 90 and he was swimming the channel or whatever.
We were still talking about him here, absolutely.
Of course, that was before people knew about nutrition and, all the things.
And it wasn't a lot of weights. Yeah. It was the resistance. It was just staying active.
Yeah, I think we're in a special place now. Technology is so advanced. Medicine is so advanced that you've got a better chance ever to not only grow older, but to grow older and healthier. That's one of the things you told. What was the saying you said when we broken, you may come to us broken?
Yeah, I mean, we fix people, we don't break people.
Yeah,
nice.
That is a great line. Christian, let us know who's coming in today. Where are the boys at today? Are they in studio or are they on the road?
It's an acre-free zone, and it's Phil and Moose today. I don't know if they have another person coming in, but I assume Phil will come in and preview the show shortly.
Yeah, it's interesting for us. It's getting ready to get real. I mentioned the Touchdown Club during the break. That starts next Monday with Coach Silverfield. Matter of fact, go to lrtouchdown.com if you don't have your tickets for that. But for me, it's really crazy. I will be gone every weekend for 12 weeks. And so it starts on Friday and then goes through the weekend, get back Sunday, do Touchdown Club. So it's really 7 days a week for about 3 months. But it's something we enjoy doing. It's a lot of fun. It would be more fun if we were winning from a Razorback standpoint. It's tough to go do that and then do reports on the backside every time. And you've got a loss here or there. It gets a little old. But maybe.
Well, we hope it doesn't get too old too soon. We do know that if our coach, if the Razorbacks win five games,
He will be.
If he were to go to the Liberty, this will be the 1 year we go, Dude, we made it to the Liberty Bowl.
I mean, do you remember? Do you remember when going to a bowl game was just a given?
It was.
It was just a given. And now we're not projected to go to a bowl game this year. We're projected to win.
We're not projected to win.
And, do you know? By the way, speaking of Utah, Kyle Whittingham is the new coach for Michigan, who you're a fan of.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan Scalley was a Brewers Award finalist. He's a new coach at Utah. We got to play Utah at 9:15, the second game of the year. Utah's a top 20 team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a non-conference game. It's bad enough, that we've got a tough conference.
Are we favored to win just the first game?
That's probably
would
right.
that be it?
That's it.
No, Tulsa, right?
Tulsa.
We'll be two. Favored against those.
There's two. Tulsa, North Alabama. Yeah.
Okay.
Brian, do you go to any Razorback games?
We do. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Right. Not anymore. It's fourth time.
That's right. First time.
Time now.
Well, it's a season like this that I may be able to take advantage of some friendships and going to take a few people to watch a few Razorback games because they tickets should be pretty easy to get a hold of.
Yeah. Are you just moved down to the... Would you, to the bottom when it
Brian, if this goes well, which you expect it to, and you open your facility in Benton as well, would you ever consider going Northwest Arkansas, or do you like?
We have, yeah. Actually, the demographics are not that great
is
in
that
Northwest
right?
Arkansas, believe it or not, because young people. But it's for the demographics in Little Rock were better than Northwest Arkansas.
How about that? Yeah. Interesting. Did you see Hunter Yurachek made a comment about? It was in an interview talking about difficulty in raising money, Raj, and he said, "Yeah, everybody says that." Northwest Arkansas has the most, that's the richest people. Well, they actually have the most billionaires per capita, but he said when it comes to millionaires, it's really not as many. It's actually, I think, another state around us has more per capita than what we have up there. So we always, because you get the Hunts,
sure,
the Tysons and all that, and they
Walmarts,
sort of skew things.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know how many millionaires you got to have, but we didn't have as many millionaires as we thought.
Well, poor.
I would think that they would have plenty.
Yeah.
To do, and I don't know about Michigan. You know, you guys have been fortunate to have I forget who the family is, or a couple of people who've been giving money to NIL.
Oh, there's
Michigan.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I mean,
sure.
Well, Michigan. Think of the alumni base you have at Michigan.
Yeah.
Same thing. A&M. You got 50,000 students a year. Think about how many options.
All the pro athletes that come out of that school.
I mean, nowadays, if you've got the alumni in the NIL, you've got a good chance.
Yeah. Well, again,
which is unfortunate in my opinion, but it is what it is.
It is. That's right. You know, again, you think of the alumni base. If you're churning out 50,000, I mean, there's 50,000 students every year, and that's been that way for 25-30 years. Michigan, think how big the donor base is. It's just tough because if you're here in Arkansas, you just keep going back to the same people,
right?
You know, the same people.
Yeah.
You need something?
No, yeah. I mean, that's the tough part. And again, but we're to the point to where we've got a new coach, new everything up there. So just throwing out there, hey, man, if we win four games, which is doubling what we did last year, we're going to be happy with it and then move on. But it's not that way anymore. Unfortunately, we double our wins or we get five wins somehow this year. And we go, man, that's great for next year. But it's not, because how many of those folks are going to stay here and not move on and start all over again?
Yeah, by the way, too, there's one name somebody said you guys left off the fitness name as one of this guy's not a pioneer, but he was big.
Hold on.
He
hold
was
on.
Big. In,
it's
not,
a guy.
Not your typical fitness guy.
Lou Ferrigno?
No. Think about this. This guy was a fitness leader in his own niche way.
Oh, Chuck Norris?
No.
Richard
no.
Simmons.
That's it. Very good.
Oh, yes.
I do fitness trivia all day.
Well, you went Jane Fonda, she was big, but Richard Simmons was huge there for a while. I mean, he was, of course, may he rest in peace.
Yes. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
What?
Right?
Is he?
He's dead.
He's,
remember, it was Richard controversial because he thought he was, they were keeping him,
And Jane Fonda had a lot of work done. I don't think she. I don't think it was natural.
Somebody said when you guys were talking about sounds or things that teams would do, LSU has a weird sound that their fans make when they eat their boogers.
Oh! Wow!
Someone asked from the 479. Are there any Northwest Arkansas locations yet? No, we just
not
said
yet.
Just
nope.
said not yet.
No.
Nope, nope. Someone says, "Let's see."
Get closer into Saline County. That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Honestly. That would be fantastic.
Someone says, forgot to mention, while down in Little Rock, we always go to Corky's Riverfront Steakhouse, which is our friend
Frank
Fletcher.
Of course.
Yeah, do you try to get to know Jeff, since you're the guy that hands out all the franchises? do you try to get to know the community the best you can? It's sort of hard when you get so many.
I mean, that's where we rely on Brian and Susan, the owners of the studios themselves, to really get out in the community. We say be the mayor of the town, kiss babies, shake hands, and really get involved in the community. We want to not only serve the community, make an impact, but we want to give back as well.
Yes.
We're very philanthropic once we open these studios and the charities that they choose and things like that. Yeah, for sure.
Here's one that says, your check needs to follow Mark Twain's advice. It's better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. That's a great line.
I should do that.
Someone says, war damn for Auburn, which is stupid. I think they could say war damn eagle is what they say.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
There's only one Razorback.
There's only one.
That's right. There's only one Razorback.
We'll do graffiti. Roger, we'll get graffiti in tomorrow, brought to you by Fish Brokers. We'll also get Pat Bradley, brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter of Little Rock.
John Daly. Rick Schaefer.
And then this won't be long. We have Darren McFadden. I don't know if you heard of Darren McFadden. Yep. We have him on each week. We have Dan Hampton, NFL Hall of Famer. We have him on each week. Mark May.
Any news on Terry Bradshaw?
Have not. Hopefully this weekend. Yeah. Caden Kittler, the offensive center for the Razorbacks, will be back with us again this year. So looking forward to getting back into that that mindset, Roger, where we got a lot of guests. They call us Roger instead of Morning Mayhem, Money Mayhem, they say, for the and Hope would be very helpful in that area as well. Right, Hope? All right, let us know if make sure Christian, let us know if they're in there. Hello? Philip.
Hey, Phil. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
He's getting his headphones on.
No Acree again today. He's trying to max out his PTO before football season starts, right?
Is he in surgery?
I wouldn't expect anything else, yeah. But it's all big news. I don't know if there's another day that he takes off again after today.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he has much time left. The big news in baseball was Joshua, is it Baez?
Yeah, Josh Baez with the greatest debut in the history of baseball.
He has nowhere to go but down after three home runs and three at bats. I think he went over
five.
He
went over five.
But a great story, though, nonetheless, and at a really historic field in Wrigley, you know?
Well, it also took him, I think it took him 6 years to get there after being a second round draft pick.
So, very cool.
You know, it's
cool story.
It's a really neat story, but it's also like, you know, in the game of baseball, you do something great your first day, you have to find a way to bounce back from, just like Christian said, an 0 for 5, which I'm sure he will.
Yeah, what's happening on the zone today?
Well, it's an Acree free zone. We've got a lot of sound to play from Ryan Silverfield from the scrimmage from yesterday, post-scrimmage, I guess. You don't get anything from the scrimmage. Charlie Collins sound from Chris Marshall, who may end up being wide receiver number one. Craig Way, who's the longtime radio voice of Texas Longhorn football, basketball, and baseball, is going to join us at 10:30. We want to start previewing all of the opponents for the Razorbacks. And, of course, Texas is in November, so we'll see what Craig thinks the Longhorns look.
Yeah, we Jeff, we have a lot of different directions to send hate for our opponents.
We don't even have to look for it.
Yeah. I know. It's usually, you know, it was always Texas. Yeah. I mean, when I played for Arkansas, it was clearly Texas. And Brian, you remember that.
Yeah.
But now, because of LSU, we hate LSU. You know, LSU was just like us until Saban.
And now Missouri. Right. I mean,
gosh, don't even get started on Missouri. We can't beat Missouri. Brian, hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Good luck, Susan.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. Jeff, congratulations
thanks
on all
so
you
much.
Did.
Thank you. Appreciate
this. It's a great story.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
What's that? Oh, look at that. Let's strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
She just signed out.
Well, I hope it's a new customer here. Good luck to you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Continued success.
Thank you.
Raj, great job.
Same at you, bud.
Going to have a good week.
Yeah.
Don't forget the best of the best pickleball championship on Friday.
Looking forward to that.
We're going to go to Joe's right now. Maybe talk about some trivia.
Maybe some trivia there, Joe. He just sent a message here.
What did he say?
I think he meant to send it to Josh.
All right. Don't go, everybody. Thanks for being with us. The Zone's up next.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys, Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over